You're listening to SBS News.
Every 31 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with a blood cancer. And sadly, nearly 6,000 people a year die from the disease. A number of federal MPs are calling to expand the bone marrow registry to increase the number of donors in the system. They're hoping to ramp up the recruitment drive by introducing a simple cheek swab kit that can collect DNA for potential matches in the comfort of your home. Federal Member for Kennedy, Bob Catter, says his nephew is one of the lucky ones to find a donor match. However, he says others aren't as fortunate.
My nephew said, "I will not die," and he's got a match. Bonnie Black in Charters Towers, beautiful young couple. And it's very sad because she has found a match, but it may be too late for Missy Clarkson. Match for Missy. Too late, Missy has now died. She's 13 years of age when she started the Match for Missy.
The Australian Bone Marrow Donor Registry's Strength to Give campaign recruited thousands of donors before government funding dried up in mid-2021. Federal MPs from all across the House, including independents and representatives from both major parties, have now relaunched the campaign. The recruitment arm of the registry outlined the simple steps required to become a blood donor. After signing up on the website, those interested will be sent a kit, which requires a simple cotton bud swab from inside your mouth. Federal Member for Kooyong, Monique Ryan, says she encourages all Australians to consider joining the registry.
It's easy and painless to go on the Bone Marrow Disease Registry. Most Australians are generous and kind people who would love to be able to save a life, and this is the easiest way to facilitate that. It's easy, it's painless, it takes 2 minutes, you post it back and you'll go on the registry and potentially be in a position to save the life of someone with leukaemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma or other blood cancers. You could save a life of someone close to you, someone you don't know. It's an incredible opportunity to make a difference to people's lives.
Federal Labor Member for MacArthur, Dr. Mike Freelander, says the government is committed to the campaign.
And I first looked after a boy with leukaemia who had the first successful bone marrow transplant in 1980 at the Children's Hospital in Sydney. And so we can do better with this, and this the Strength to Give campaign is fantastic. And as a parliament, we're all behind it. It's quite bipartisan. The Health Minister, Mark Butler, is committed, and better things will happen.
There is a strong call for young donors in particular from the 18 to 35-year-old age bracket because they often result in better outcomes for patients. Young men are listed as ideal donors as they often weigh more and therefore have more stem cells to offer. Dr. Freelander says the government has already released $1 million in funding but says there are still some logistics to consider, including around privacy as the cheek swabs are processed overseas. He says he expects the government to release full funding towards the end of April, when a report into the registry is finalised.
As I've said, there's no question it's long past time. It's 40 years since bone marrow transplant has been successful in Australia, and we have a much more diverse population now, a genetically diverse population, so it is important we get more people on the register, particularly fit young males. They tend to be the best donors, but others as well, and it is important that we widen that base and we get our numbers up to a million or more.
Indigenous Australians are also far less likely to find a matching donor overseas, meaning there is an urgent need to increase the scale of donor recruitment. There are also calls to expand the reach of donors to multicultural and migrant communities, who only made up around 25% of Australia's registry in the period between 2021 to 2022. CEO of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Dr. Adele Madolo, says this would lead to a positive outcome for everyone. She says access to bilingual educators in communities is essential, as well as increasing equity in the health system in the longer term.
So I think in a context where people have a lower level of trust in the health system, and in some cases there are really good reasons why people do have a lower level of trust in the health system because of their past experiences, because they might have used our health system and been treated inequitably, they're going to, of course, carry that belief into this issue as well.
The Multicultural Centre for Women's Health ran a campaign using in-language videos to educate communities about organ donation so that they could make more informed decisions. Dr. Merdolo says it's important to similarly consider culturally and gender-safe practices when it comes to stem cell donations.
So we've talked about multicultural communities in general, but there also are some gendered issues, and you do need to adapt your education campaigns to specifically target women and their, you know, concerns. But of course, we can't just make the videos and let them sit on websites. They have to actually be distributed and then the conversations had. So in the case of those videos that we made, there were a conversation tool for small group in-language discussions.
The number of donors in the registry currently sits at around 140,000. The registry projects at least 125,000 more Australians need to be recruited to meet patient demand. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.